If you're looking for a podcast to help you with your personal growth, daily motivation, aspirations, understanding your vision, look no further. Here with Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. I'm here to assist you with understanding who you are, accepting your growth, embracing it with love. I'm here to motivate you, write your plan in action, put your vision on paper, and understanding who you are as an individual person, what your impact is to the world. If you're ready for a change in your life today, go ahead and subscribe to Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. Today, we are claiming freedom. Freedom over our minds, freedom over our creativity, and freedom over our finances. Freedom in our professional lives, freedom in our personal development. We are free and we are claiming freedom. We enjoy being free. We enjoy our freedom. We enjoy speaking freely and living freely. Today, we claim freedom. Listeners, it's your girl Lee Morales here, and welcome to episode 8. Woo! Episode 8. I'm so excited to be here. I'm happy you're listening. Y'all are still downloading, rating, and commenting, and I appreciate that. I'm so very thankful and so happy that you're still in tune. And this week is all about freedom. I'm excited to start this podcast this week. I'm excited that we are on episode 8, and I'm excited that you all are still listening. So I'm excited about it. This is an amazing week. This will be an amazing week. So we're going to claim that here today, along with claiming our freedom. And I'm excited to just get today's podcast started. And I know you're tired of me saying I'm excited, but I am. I'm just so very grateful that the vision is executing itself. And this podcast is thebomb.com, if I do say so myself. So stay tuned. Here's to Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. Welcome back, listeners. It's your girl, Lee Morales here, and I want to tell you about the best thing for this week. Our holiday, Juneteenth, is approaching. If you're unaware of what that means for the African-American community, I'll tell you all about it on Small Talk, Big Action here. So it is a representation of Freedom Day, Black Independence Day. It was made a federal holiday by President Joe Biden on June 17th, 2021. So let's take it back, shall we? On June 19th, 1865, General Order No. 3 by Union Army General Gordon Granger was proclaiming freedom for enslaved people in Texas, which was the last state of the Confederacy with institutional slavery. That was the Emancipation Date. 1865 was the freedom year for Black people. So now that it's a federal holiday, we should be so excited to just celebrate freedom and understand what freedom means to each of us. What does that mean for you? For me, it means that now I have the opportunity to read, write, vote, get education, work, become a millionaire, a billionaire. I mean, just look at the history, look at all the things and all the barriers that we've knocked down since 1865. Although we have a lot more fighting to do, the accomplishments and the major goals have been reached. And what does that look like for you? You know, apply it to your everyday life, in which I thought this would be a good idea to just share that Juneteenth is coming up to remind us that we are free, free to be who we want to be. And you know me always telling you that you're able to be who you want to be. You're able to be the best you can be. And this day should definitely motivate you to become the best you can be. I wanted to use this holiday as a full circle moment. When you think back to 1865 and all the major accomplishments and all the major barriers that were knocked down in order to be free and equal, it shows the history. It shows the fight behind it. It shows the manifestations and all the things that came into fruition with strong leadership and strong visions. These were visionaries, these people who knocked down these barriers so that we could sit in the same school with others that don't look like us, was definitely something that was manifested. And it shows the things that you can do as individuals if you just keep fighting. And although it may get cloudy some days, you have to keep going in order for the full vision to be executed. And I love that. I love the representation of Juneteenth. So I just wanted to allow that openness to the topic of discussion of Juneteenth. I believe that the Juneteenth should motivate all of us because it shows fight. It shows how hard it was to overcome barriers, how long it takes for the fight. And even though we are free, there are still things that are, you know, barriers, that are obstacles, but through it all, we are able to accomplish so many things. For example, we are seeing people of color become billionaires. We are seeing people of color winning awards and just doing the major milestones. And that's something that I want to motivate. I want to use this as a motivation for all of us, is that we are capable to do all things that we put our minds to. And it does take fight. It takes struggle. It takes, you know, dedication. It takes hard work, but it will be done. And so with that being said, I hope Juneteenth motivates you to be the best version of yourself. It is okay to rebrand. It is okay to do whatever it takes so you can reach your highest potential. This is freedom. This is the freedom to be who you are. This is freedom to become who you want to be. This is freedom in all directions and all avenues that helps you towards your bigger picture. And Juneteenth is a representation of that. If you think about it, 1865 to 2022. Whoa. Okay. That's many decades ago, many centuries ago. And here we are. We are still free, but of course, there are still barriers that you have to overcome and you have to knock down. And that is okay, because that is life. And we are free to do what we need to do to fight our biggest. Freedom means to me that we are able to embrace opportunities. There are so many opportunities to reach your highest level and your highest potential. There are so many opportunities given, such as grants, scholarships, and things like that for minorities. Definitely look into those if you're looking to go into business for yourself and you want a grant. Also look into it if you are a student and need a scholarship. There are definitely a lot of opportunities available for minorities, and it helps you get to that next level that you want to reach. Gather as much knowledge and education as possible, because at one point of time, that was not one of our freedoms. Our freedom today is that we're able to get as much education as possible. And although it costs, it is still available for us. The best books are out there for us. The best YouTube videos are out there for us, and it's us doing it, us meaning minorities. So I'm very excited about the opportunities that we can embrace. And that's what freedom means to me. I use my freedom because I am free to go out for new opportunities. I'm free to read as many books as possible to get me to my next level. I am free to gather as much education and knowledge as I possibly can. And that makes me excited. You know, there's no blockage towards my next level because I have all these opportunities to embrace and to take advantage of, full advantage, so I can reach my next level. And for you, I hope that you look into grants if you're an entrepreneur. Grants are so important because that's free money for you, and you can get free money and grants by just being a minority. Also, scholarships. There's so many scholarships out here for minorities. And although it may take a little bit of writing and telling your story, but that's what life is all about. Tell your story. Just embrace those opportunities. Get those grants, get those scholarships to reach your highest potential. If that's more so, not in the direction you want to go, there are also other ways that you can do and tap into these banks that are providing opportunities to minorities and allowing you to get money for, you know, your business or your Black owned business. There's a lot of companies like Target. They embrace Black owned companies where you can use your products or whatever you sell, and you can advertise that to Target, and they'll use it, and they'll supply it. And so that will be a opportunity for someone who is selling products and would like to get a major store brand to open up. They are proud Black owned supporters, and I love that about Target, and that's why I'm probably always there. But there's so many things to do as a minority, and I just want everyone to take advantage of all opportunities, research them as much as you can so you can see what is out there for you, because I'm telling you, it's so much to look into. And that hashtag Black owned businesses, definitely look at that on Instagram and or Google. You know, now Google's using hashtags, and you'll be able to Google different companies that support Black owned businesses and want to be a pillar for Black owned businesses and hold that Black owned business supplies and products and whatever brands in their stores. So reach out to whoever, research about that, because that is a major opportunity for all of us. So freedom to me are those opportunities there. Scholarships, grants, support, anything that allows you to get your product out there, get your brand out there. That is very important. And research, research, research. All companies that open doors for Black owned businesses, minority businesses, if you're a person of color, these are definitely opportunities for you. So by now, you are probably contemplating maybe on Google, searching those grants and scholarship opportunities. And when we come back, I'll provide you a list of scholarship and grant opportunities to help you move forward with your next business venture. But stay tuned for more Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales.
This podcast is sponsored by Haskins Photography. For all of your photography needs, no matter the location, all photo shoots are $75. Weddings starting at $350. Same day turnaround. Get your photos done the Haskin way. For more information, follow on Instagram at @HaskinsPhotography_ and Facebook at @THaskinsPhotography and YouTube at Haskins Photography.
Welcome back again. This is your girl, Lee Morales here, and I just wanted to provide you more opportunities and give you those names for different downloads you can use or grant opportunities available for you. So starting off with grow.com. exim.gov. Exim is spelled E-X-I-M. They provide you a access guide to download. It provides you equity business opportunities for the minority and women-owned businesses, and it provides you a list of opportunities for grants for your businesses. So I believe that that is one of the biggest things or opportunities to provide to you, because it is a free download. All you have to do is provide them your email address, and then you can download from the first page. So that's grow.exim.gov. And it just provides you a wealth of information that you need as a minority business owner. A few other applications or grant opportunities that I did want to let you all know are, of course, the grants.gov. This database displays all of the federal grant programs for every eligible, U.S. agency. So if you're looking for government grants, that will be your perfect guide and your perfect opportunity to apply for those grants available for you. Also, I wanted to let you know about Business for All, which is also a grant program. It is offered by Hello Alice in partnership with Verizon. The program offers 18 total grants comprising $285,000 to businesses for all applicants. So that's an exciting opportunity for you. I also wanted to provide you DreamSpring, which is a nonprofit serving entrepreneurs of Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas. They offer access to credits, loans, and provide support to help you restart and reopen your businesses. So that will be a great opportunity for those who might have owned their businesses prior to the pandemic and maybe lost out on money. So I just wanted to provide you those names. There's also Minority Business Development Agency, M as in Mary, B as in boy, D as in David, A. This agency is a U.S. Department of Commerce that promotes the growth of minority-owned businesses. So that is something to look into. As I understand, they do not directly disperse funds. However, they can connect you to the right resource for capital. So this is an opportunity. These are direct network opportunities for you to find as much capital and as much money as you need for your minority business. I also wanted to provide you another opportunity is Meet Black at Inbound. It is a social networking group that gathers Black professionals across industries to connect and network. You can find them on HubSpot.com. That's H-U-B as in boy, spot.com. And all you have to type in is Black at Inbound. So that's I-N-B-O-U-N-D-A. I know my pronunciation may be off sometimes, so I have to spell everything out. But I just wanted to provide you all this information for you. And when I was speaking about Target, I wanted to let you know that Target commits to spending more than $2 billion with Black-owned businesses by 2025. So this is very exciting news for all minority businesses, Black-owned businesses. This is opportunity. So for more information, you could definitely go on the Target website. And I have a media contact too. It is press, P-R-E-S-S at target.com. This will provide you more information for all of the opportunities that Target wants to provide to Black-owned businesses owners, and gives you money to support your brand. So this is exciting. And then you can also look at the behind the scenes at target.com/abullseyeview. And that will provide you more information about their plan on funding $2 billion to Black-owned businesses. So if you are a entrepreneur and or someone that is looking to maybe invest in self and invest in a product that you believe that you can sell, these are opportunities for you. A grant is always best because, of course, you do not have to pay a grant back. So look into those grant opportunities. There's so much money out here for those that are willing to take the time to just research and get those opportunities, as many opportunities as you possibly can, because your business is worth it. And if you you believe it, they'll believe it. So sell yourself, okay? And never be afraid to embrace those opportunities and just research. I can't tell our people that enough. Read all about it, okay? So I just wanted to drop those gems here. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope that you dive into those opportunities. I hope that you research as much as you can and take advantage of all opportunity that you see. So until next time, here's to small talk, big action with Lee Morales. Love you.